Praise the Lord. Good to have you in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. And where two or three are gathered in His name, we're here in His name tonight, aren't we? He's in the midst, so He is here with us tonight. Praise the Lord. I trust you had a great Thanksgiving, as we did. We had a wonderful Thanksgiving. God is good, and we're blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. And I testify that my little dog, Abby, is doing well.
Praise God.
Thank you for praying. God cares about our animals, doesn't He? Praise God. The title of my message tonight is By Jesus Alone or Jesus Only. I see they've got up there, so I must have told them Jesus Only. And that's good, because it is Jesus Only, isn't it? Amen. Turn with me in your Bibles, if you will, to Hebrews 11 and verse 1. And this is a scripture that we're all very familiar with. And I want to kind of lead us into faith tonight. Hebrews 11, 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So actually, hope comes before faith. And faith is the substance that faith is the substance of things hoped for, but hope gives faith substance. Amen? So Bible hope is the confident expectation of something good. The confident expectation of something good. That is hope. And we can hope in God tonight. Amen? Now, the opposite of faith is the law. A lot of people think it's fear. But the opposite of faith is the law. And so I want to kind of bring us through the way of thinking through the law and bypassing that kind of thought, those mindsets, and going over into faith, where we're at today. Amen? Faith. So the way to walk in faith is not to be conscious of whether you are following the law. Or following the letter to the law? Are you following whether you've been fully obedient to the law or not? You know, a law or a religion makes you conscious of being so totally conscious of following the law of the letter. But that's not what Jesus Christ came to do. Praise God, that's good news tonight. So when you walk in faith, you will walk in obedience. Yes, as part of walking as a Christian, walking in obedience, but not being so conscious of the law that you don't receive what Jesus did for you. So we need to walk in faith, and when we do that, we actually walk in obedience to the Word of God. Amen? But religion has taught that obedience is the key to receiving from God. And that's just not true. That is not the key to receiving from God. Praise God. That's good news tonight, isn't it? Amen. So if the enemy can keep you in the arena or in the mindset or keep you under the law, He'll talk you out of receiving any good thing or any blessing or any promise from God. He'll make you question everything about yourself. He'll come to you and He'll say, "You can't receive anything from God. You haven't prayed enough." Well, you know something, when you get down in that vein, you're on a dead hill battle right there. Because you might pray, "Well, I prayed 5 hours a day. But then you hear somebody on TV, they pray 10 hours a day. Well, there you are, you're not worthy again. I'm not worthy to receive from God because they pray 10 hours a day and only pray 5 hours a day. I'm just pitiful. Or he'll come to you, you can't receive anything from God because you haven't read the Bible enough. Maybe you only read 10 chapters in the Bible. But then you hear of Sister So-and-so, she reads all of the New Testament every day. Here you are again. You're not worthy. Or the enemy will come to you and say, well, you haven't confessed enough. Brother so-and-so, he just confesses one scripture right after another. He can just quote the whole Bible. Well, I only have like 10 scriptures I can confess and quote right off the top of my head. So here I am again. I'm not worthy to receive from God. Well, what is that doing to you? That's putting you back under the law. Amen. That's putting it under what your ability is, what you can do, or what you have done, or how wonderful you are, or how great you are. You know, I've dotted all my I's and crossed all my T's. Now I can receive from God. That made me worthy. No, that is a lie from the enemy. It's Jesus only that makes you worthy. Amen. Period. End of the sentence. We can't add anything to it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The law always makes us conscious of ourselves. Self always falls short. Amen. Always. So you should always be conscious of Jesus. Jesus only. 1 John 4:17 says, as Christ is, so are we. Amen. As a born-again Christian, God sees you through Jesus. Amen. When he looks at you, he sees Jesus. He sees righteousness. Amen. He sees a finished work. Amen. He sees worthy. Amen. We receive the blessings of God because we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And he has made us righteous. Only Jesus. Praise God. I can just imagine, and I've seen a lot of it. I've seen a lot of junk in the body. But can you just imagine if it is our works, all the crazy stuff that we would do and how we would condemn each other? We would walk around with our nose up in the air. Well, I pray 10 hours a day. And the pitiful so-and-so, she doesn't hardly pray, but maybe 10 minutes a day. See, we would just puff ourselves so far up there. But nobody can puff themselves up. Amen. Because none of our works, nothing we can do can make us worthy. Amen. Nothing can make us worthy. Romans 3:10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Not in ourselves. Not in this old flesh. Isaiah 64:6 says, all our righteousness are as filthy rags. That's our righteousness in ourselves, are as filthy rags. So in the sight of God, even the best deeds that we might do are as filthy rags. Amen. It's the truth anyway. So no one is worthy. Nobody is worthy to receive anything from God, but we are made worthy, amen, made worthy tonight through Jesus and Him only. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we need to just get over ourselves.
That's right.
Amen. The devil doesn't hardly have to do anything to us because we are so hard on ourselves. We beat ourselves up so bad, the enemy doesn't hardly have to do anything because we'll always tear ourselves down. I have not measured up. I didn't read the Word enough today. I didn't pray enough today. I didn't confess the Word enough today. I didn't have the right thoughts enough today. And I didn't do this today, and I didn't do that today. We need to just get over ourselves. Amen. It's all Jesus. Hallelujah. See, Jesus just wants a relationship. Amen. We make it hard on ourselves. He just wants us when we wake up in the morning, say, good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. I love you. Thank you for the day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you I've got a roof over my head. Thank you that I can have something decent to eat for breakfast. I can go to the coffee pot. Praise God. I love my coffee. I don't know about you, but Jesus loves my coffee too. Because we sit there and we have our coffee and we have relationship. We talk to each other. Amen. So when Jesus sees me going to my coffee pot, he said, we're fixing to have some time together. Amen. Praise God, he's good like that. Amen. Instead of beating yourself up, well, I didn't get down on my knees by the bed as soon as I woke up, and I didn't pray for an hour, and, just blah, blah, on and on and on and on. It's the truth anyway. Jesus would rather have 5 minutes of a relationship then 3 hours of just a ritual of I've got to do this. And it doesn't have any real meaning. You're in a hurry. And you're just doing it because you feel like you've got to do it to be worthy. Mm-mm. That's not what it's about. That's not who He is. That's not what He's about. Glory to God, He's about having a relationship, fellowship, amen, fellowship. He is there so close to you that you don't even recognize it. You don't even realize it because you're so busy tearing yourself down. You can wake up in the middle of the night and Jesus is there. Amen. Amen. Just start loving on the Lord. Just right there, you don't have to climb out of your bed and get cold and get on your knees hurting and all these things. Lay in your bed, all snuggled up in your covers, and just talk to the Lord. Just fellowship with Him. Just love Him and see what a sweet presence comes in because He's there. Amen. He's there 24/7. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Turn to Mark 11:24. Got to get past that mindset of the law. Got to get past that. It's not about dotting the I's and crossing the T's. It's about relationship and fellowship with our Lord. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Believe you receive them, and you shall have them. When do you believe? When you pray. We want to believe when we see it. We want to believe when we feel it. We want to believe when we hear it. But God's system is opposite of that. Amen. Believe you receive, then you will have. He wants us to be like little children. That's just the bottom line. Trust Him. Trust Him. Trust Him. Amen. He's our Father. He's our Daddy. He's Father God. Hallelujah. He didn't say, feel you receive, then you'll have them. Amen. You know, most of the time when we pray or we get prayer, we don't feel like we receive anything. Now, sometimes we do, but that's not the case most of the time. Most of the time we go back into that, oh, I didn't pray enough, I didn't do this enough, I didn't do that enough. God probably didn't even hear my prayer. He's probably just as far away and not very happy with me. And we just go into all this self-abuse. No. When you pray, believe you receive. Amen. God works by faith. Satan operates in the feeling realm. It's true. God operates in the faith realm. Have a little example. When a baby is formed, it didn't begin forming at birth. The baby begins formation at the time of conception. Now, faith operates much in the same way. Amen? When you pray, believe you receive. Or formation begins when you pray. And you will have them. Birth, manifestation. Pray, formation begins. Birth, manifestation. Amen? Can you see that tonight? There is a formation going when you pray, but you receive it when you pray. The baby's not born the first day of conception. Amen. 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 Prayer isn't always manifested when you say amen.
That's right.
But it doesn't mean that you didn't receive it. It means that you received it when you prayed.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Transformation has taken place. And then birth. Then manifestation. Hallelujah. See? We are the healed.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Satan is trying to steal. He is the one that steals, kills, and destroys. So he is trying to steal our health. He's trying to steal our faith. And he is trying to make you think that you can't receive from God. So when you pray and there's still symptoms going on, does it mean that you're not healed?
That's right. That's right.
It means the enemy is trying to steal your healing.
That's right.
But you have it.
Right.
You have it. Amen. Don't let go of that. That's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to just give up on it. Well, God must have not wanted me to have that. That goes with anything that you are believing God for. Let me tell you something. If you are believing for your children to come to God, you don't care how bad it looks. The devil can tell you every day that they're not going to get saved, but you are mama. They are going to get saved because mama is not going to stop. She's not going to let go of it.
Amen.
Amen. And that's God, how we've got to be with everything that we get. That everything is by faith.
That's right.
And daddy's too. I better add that on. Daddy's too. They have that kind of faith too for their children. Amen. Now it might not look in the natural like they're coming to God. It might look worse than ever. But I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I hear. As a matter of fact, I double up on it. I get mad at the devil and I say, devil, you take your hands off of them.
That's right. That's right.
That's my child and they're coming to God.
Amen.
Blessings. We got to hold on to our blessings. The devil's trying to steal our blessings from us. We've got to take them back. We've got to take hold on them. That's my blessing. You can't have it, Satan. It's mine. Amen. It's mine. Glory to God. I receive when I pray. Transformation starts. I'm not moved off of it. Transformation's going on. I might not can see it.
That's right.
I might not can feel it. I might not can hear it. But it's going on.
Amen.
Amen. Now something Pastor and I have been getting a hold of, and I think Pastor talked about it a little bit too already, is putting a date on it. Putting a date on it. This is the day I prayed, and I declare that on this day, I received it. Whatever it was. On this day, I received the blessing. On this day, I received the healing. On this day, I received the money. Amen. Whatever it is you're believing God for, hallelujah, I don't know why. We can't explain. We know that when we flip a switch, the electricity, the lights come on. We can't explain it, but we know it works. Except Bean. He is the exception. We can't explain why setting a date or putting a date on what we received, how it affects, but it does. It's like saying, I believe. I believe I receive. Instead of getting prayed for or praying about something and saying, I didn't feel anything. I must not have got it. I guess it wasn't God's will. I believe I receive. Pastor and I prayed and agreed. We prayed and agreed, and I received.
Yeah.
I received my healing.
Mm-hmm.
November the 8th, 2018, at 1:30 p.m.
That's right.
Amen. Even put a time to it.
That's right.
Just add a little bit more to it. A little bit more strength and power to it. Amen. Glory to God. Turn to Hebrews 11 and 11. Hebrews 11 and 11. Talking to myself up here. Sometimes it helps. Okay. Hebrews 11:11. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. Because she judged him faithful who had promised. Sometimes we just got to say, I know God is faithful. I know I got it. I know I received because God is faithful to his word. Amen. Or we could say it this way, by faith, Sarah believed she received because God is faithful to his promises. God is faithful to his word, amen, and he promised that she would have a child. And so, I believe I receive. God's word says that he will supply all my need. Amen. I don't feel like he's going to supply my need. I don't see where he's going to supply my need. I hadn't heard anything that sounded like he was going to meet my need. But the promise of God, his word, amen, says that I shall supply all your need, amen. And so I believe that God is faithful to his promises. He's a faithful God. If we have to remind ourselves 10 times a day, God is faithful.
That's right.
Amen. I believe I receive when I pray. And God is faithful to keep his word. He is faithful to his promises tonight. That's who our God is. Amen. We walk by faith, not by sight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That doesn't mean that everything's just going to be rosy. You're not going to have any kind of opposition. You're not going to have any kind of battle. You're not going to have anything come your way. No. We are in a fallen world. Things happen. The enemy tries to open doors for things. But our God, amen, hallelujah, he overrides those things. See, we serve a supernatural God. We are in a natural world, but we serve a supernatural God. So we go to him, and we're like, we know that God can do all things, amen. There's nothing too hard for our God. There's nothing too big for him. Amen. Supernatural. Supernatural provision. Supernatural healing for our bodies. Amen. Whatever you need from God, whatever you are believing from him, it's supernatural. Amen. Yes, it is. Amen. Glory to God. Miss Pauline had 2 transplants. They were supernatural. Amen. Now this might sound like a little simple thing, but I brought out about our little dog Abby at the beginning of the service. But I don't know if Pastor, how he explained what happened to her. But you know, God cares about what we care about. And some of you may not understand that because you're not an animal lover or whatever, but you've got something that you love that you can relate to. But Abby was in our bedroom, and we were in the living room or another part of the house, I think maybe the office or something. And so when we got ready to go to bed, we go into the bedroom, and there Abby is on our bed, and she has blood. Her face is covered in blood. Her legs are covered in blood. There's blood all over our bed. And we're like, what in the world has happened to her? It was crazy. You ever have something that's just like crazy? How did this happen? I mean, we're just in the other room. What could have possibly happened? And so we took her to the emergency room, or what's the animal emergency center. And all the way, we're praying. God, give us favor. Give us favor with the doctor that they take Abby right in. Give us favor that they know exactly what to do for her. They know exactly what's going on with her. And this is a quick thing. Because we have taken our animals to the animal emergency and been there for hours. Having to wait for hours. Abby was bleeding to death. I've never in my life seen so much blood. Pastor's coat was covered in blood. I wrapped her in a towel. The towel was covered in blood. There, when we took her in the place, she had blood everywhere. And they were like, my God, what has happened? And we're like, we don't know. We don't know. There was blood just dripping off of her mouth. And so, I'm sorry. So I'm stressing somebody out over there. Poor Bonnie. Well, anyway, we go in, and they're asking us all the questions they do when you take your animal in. And so they got the guy that, you know, takes their vitals. You know how they do with people. It's pretty much the same way with the animals. He says, well, let me go back there and tell the doctor. And I could see pastors. He's like, glory to God. He's like, hey, what's the doctor doing back there? Is he seeing somebody? And the guy's like, I'm going to check. I'll be right back. So the guy leaves for just a minute. He's right back. He says, I'm taking Abby back to the back. We're going to sedate her, and the doctor's going to go ahead and check her out. So they did. They sedated her, checked her out. What had happened is she had a polyp in her mouth and a piece of skin, and she bit that skin, and it burst that polyp, and it was on a main artery. And so had we not gotten her there, she would have bled to death. So they cut that skin out, and then they cauterized it. And so, praise God, I mean, God did exactly what we asked him to on the way to the animal emergency room. We got right in, which had never happened before. They knew exactly what to do, and they did it fast. And we were out of there, taking Abby home with us within an hour. That was God. Amen. That was God. So what concerns you, God is concerned for you. Amen. Sometimes it might seem like or might feel like God's not with us or God doesn't really understand our situation. But yes, he fully understands our situation. He fully knows and he fully cares. There is a formation going on. You have prayed. There's a formation going on. Don't go by what it looks like. Don't go by what it looks like in the natural. Go by what God's word says. Go by, you serve a faithful God. Amen. So I'm putting my faith, I put my trust in God. I might be a little bit shaky on the path to manifestation. That's just normal. That's all of us. Amen. Our knees might be shaking a little bit, or a whole lot sometimes. But we've got to still declare. Still declare. I believe, I receive when I pray. It's on the way. God's working on it. It's in formation. Amen. Manifestation is on the way. It's mine. God promised it. Hallelujah. God's on my side. He's my Father. He's taking care of me. Amen. Hallelujah. Until birth. Until manifestation. Amen. It's your scripture. Amen. Get something to hold on to when the enemy comes talking. It is written. It is written. Hallelujah. It is written. I know what it looks like. I know what they're saying. I know what's being done. But I know what God's Word says. And that's what I'm holding on to, is what God's Word says. Amen. And Jesus only. Not by any works that I've done, what I have done today or what I haven't done today. But that I have given Jesus Christ my life. I have made Him Lord of my life. And by His righteousness I am made righteous. I'm in right standing with Him because of the blood of Jesus. Amen. Jesus only. That's what gives me the right to ask. That's what gives me the right to believe. And that's what gives me the right to receive.
Amen.
Amen. You get it tonight?
Yes.
Glory to God. Let's go to Him in prayer. Amen. Father, we just thank You, Father God, for Your Word tonight. Thank You for Your love tonight. Thank You, Father God, for Your trust in us tonight, Father God. Thank You, God, that we can go to You and we can believe and we can receive every time. Every time. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank You, God, that You love us. Thank You, Father God, for saving us. Thank You, Father God, for being so good to us, for blessing us, Father God. We give You praise and honor and glory this night. Father, when we pray, we believe, we receive. And we thank You for it, God. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone says, amen. Give God a hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. You are righteous because of Jesus. Hallelujah. You can receive because of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.